Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 21. And this is, we believe, the most important text that exists on the topic of marriage. Okay? Nothing that we know of has ever been written that has as much revelation, that is as instructional, that is as rich on the topic of marriage as Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33. Okay? And let me also say this. This is probably some of the most unliked scriptures in the entire Bible, second maybe only to those verses that talk about your money, okay? Like Malachi chapter 3. These are some of the most difficult to accept verses in the Bible. Okay? And we're going to get into it tonight. You know, very often, Jody and I, we will coach married couples through crisis situations, out of crisis situations in their marriage. And, you know, we'll confess to you, we are not certified counselors, and we're not psychologists, and we're not psychiatrists. We're pastors, so we always point people to God's plan for marriage. Okay? What His Word says about marriage. And as we're coaching them, and we read this to them, I want you to know, we seldom get a positive reaction out of anyone. Okay? And I don't want you to confuse that with the positive results, because this stuff gets positive results. But when we read it to someone, we seldom get a positive reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Well, do tomatoes.
Okay. So, but here we go. We're going to read it anyways, and we're going to just let God show us and give us understanding, because we believe this is God's perfect plan for marriage. Okay? Starting in verse 21. It says, submitting to one another in the fear of God, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Then in verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. In verse 28, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And verse 31, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Okay, there you have it. The most important text on the topic of marriage. And we find when we read this to couples, okay, we pretty much get two common reactions, okay? And the first one is this. Here it is. We love what it says about our spouse, but we don't love what it says about ourselves, okay? Anybody with me there? Okay. What wife just doesn't dream about a husband who is Christ-like and sacrificially lays down his life for her, right? And what husband doesn't love the thought of a submissive wife? And to be quite honest with you, a lot of guys probably don't know many other verses in the Bible except wives submit to your husband, right? Okay, and so the second counter reaction is this. That we don't want to be the ones to go first. We want our spouse to go first. Okay? And so a lot of women, when it says, submit as unto the Lord will say things like, well, you know, if he acted anything remotely like Jesus, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But most of the time, he just acts like the devil, so I can't do that. and guys will say things like, you don't understand, you know, if I show her any vulnerability, I'm going to be doing housework all night while she sits in the tub sipping tea. Okay? But this, you know, hey, it is what it is, okay? Let me just say this, okay? There is no plan B. This is God's perfect plan for marriage. It's perfect, okay? And so we're going to go over several reasons tonight why the roles for men and women that are laid out in Ephesians chapter 5, why these roles are God's perfect plan for your marriage. And reason number one is this, that the roles that are in Ephesians chapter 5 make us attractive to our spouse, and it opens their heart up to us. Okay? Nobody can be, you can't be intimate with someone who has closed heart. You know what I'm saying? They have to open up their heart to you. And so when we act out these roles that are in Ephesians chapter 5, it makes us attractive to our spouse. And it opens their hearts to us.